Parshas Ki Tzeitzit has the most mitzvos of any parsha in the entire Torah, with over 70. More than one-tenth of all the mitzvos appear in this week's parsha. But it's not hard to figure out which mitzvah to talk about. Sefer HaChinuch has a very well-known comment about the mitzvah of Shana Rishona. Show of hands. Who knew that we counted Shana Rishona as a formal mitzvah? Should I ask your wives? Shana Rishona is originally discussed in the Torah in the context of war, where the Torah says that a person who is in the first year of marriage is not obligated to go out to war. He is allowed to go back. He is obligated to go back and spend time gladdening his wife. Naki yiyeh lebeito shana achat. He is free to go home from communal responsibilities for 1 year. V'simach et ishto asher lakach. And he's supposed to spend time himself being happy, be happy with his wife for that entire year. The Sefer HaChinuch actually extends the mitzvah beyond the context of war and says there is an obligation for every husband to spend the first year intimately with his wife and not to go out to any other matters for yamim rabim, whatever that means. But for extended periods of time, a husband should not go overseas for business during Shana Rishona. During the first year of marriage, it is meant to be the two of them together. Then he adds, even if the wife says it's fine, you can go with your buddies for a couple of weeks, it's fine. Go for business, we need this for our family, go. Sefer HaChinuch says, She is not allowed to be forgiving on this, he is not allowed to leave for an entire year. And both of these elements of the Sefer HaChinuch have not been accepted by the poskim. They have a hard time with both of these chidushim. First of all, the Minchas Chinuch, who we've mentioned before, famous commentary on the Sefer HaChinuch, he writes that the Sefer HaChinuch made this up. The whole idea of applying Shana Rishona as a formal mitzvah to a regular husband isn't found in Chazal, not found in the Rambam, who the Chinuch normally follows. They apply it, as the Pasuk says, in the context of war. You're home for the first year, so you don't die in war. But just a regular husband not going out to business, we never heard of such a thing. And secondly, the Aruch HaShulchan and Eben Ezer and Samach Dala and many others disagree with the idea that she can't be forgiving on it. Whatever the context where she's supposed to have her husband around, if she says, fine, go out, it's better for me anyway, I'd like you to go out and make some money, I'd like you to go out and do something fun, but the Chinuch says that she can't be forgiving on that, has not been accepted. If you look at the poskim and Eben Ezer, Samach Dalet, even during Sheva Brachos, where there's obviously a mitzvah for them to spend time together, and he's supposed to take off from work, the poskim write, Beis Shmuel and many others write, that if she's forgiving, it's Chazal's takana for her honor. If she doesn't want it, she can say, I don't want it. Practically, the Sefer HaChinuch has not been accepted in terms of halacha, for business, for really applying it outside of the context. But let's think about what he actually means. There's actually a very fundamental value over here, which is applicable to each and every single one of us in very different ways. Sefer HaChinuch explains, Misharshi HaMitzvah, he doesn't really explain it about as a favor to the wife, because again, he thinks the wife can't be forgiving on that. The Sefer HaChinuch explains, Misharshi HaMitzvah, the real purpose is to build a bond between the two of them. Men, women are very different. For them to live together, it might be really hard. And for the husband to have taiva, to have desires, to be unfaithful, is a strong desire. If the husband, he says, spends intimate time for an entire year, not going for any purpose, away from his wife, that is the way when they spend quality time together to build a relationship, to discourage any temptation to fall in love with someone else, to fall out of love with his wife. The more time they spend together, uninterrupted by any other matters, and for all that she can give in and say, I don't mind, we mind. We Chazal, we the Torah, we HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mind. This relationship should be sturdy, should be solid, should be founded on commitment and time. Now if you think about it, it's really impossible to build any strong relationship without time. Time is necessary for people to actually have a strong connection. Rabbi Ben Sion Schaefer has a book he put out in the last year and a half or so, 10 Really Dumb Mistakes That Smart Couples Make. You've seen this book? It's in the stores, right? And he advertises it, buy one, get one free. Like, for one for each of them. And in that book, he writes one of the mistakes that he sees couples make is not making time for date night. He says couples, he tells them, have to make time for date night every single week. Not just Shana Rishona, not just Shana Shnia or Shlishis. Every year, regardless of what's going on, you have to make date night. And he writes the couples complain that, you know, it takes a lot of time to every week. He says, you know what takes more time? Marriage counseling. It takes a lot more time. And people will say, yeah, but it's really expensive getting babysitters every single week. He says, yeah, you know what's more expensive? Therapists. Very, very expensive. People say, yeah, but it's hard for my kids. I have a babysitter coming once a week. He says, you know what's harder for kids? When their parents are in therapy or they get divorced because they don't know how to get along with each other. And every single resource, he says, are better off served making time for date nights proactively. As the Sefer HaChinuch says, for Shana Rishona, we can extrapolate to really the idea of what it means to build a solid relationship. What it means to have love and faithfulness and commitment. It's all about time. Not to sit, to go out on a date night and talk about the kids and all the troubles, but to actually make time for each other, as maybe they once did when they were courting each other while they were dating. That's why the Sefer HaChinuch says she can't forego that. Because again, she can say it's not so important to me, or may not realize how critical it is to their success in Shalom Bayis. She may not realize it, but we know. We know. We see how our relationships formed, what builds an everlasting bond, what builds trust and connection and communication. It's spending quality time together, which is not only a lesson for newlyweds, it's a lesson for every weds, and even for those who are not in that parsha, for those who are, it's not relevant to talk about Shalom Bayis, but relationship with your kids, relationship with your family, relationship with friends, or during Elul with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Everything takes time. Everything takes a commitment. You're not going to build any strong relationship without having this idea of Shana Rishona, which should be Mitzvah Hashem for our entire lives.